darkness descends on our lives from time to time. It just does. And with it comes fear of how things will turn out. And that fear churns around and around inside, dragging us further down into that black hole. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. So here he is. Jesus is about to be arrested and crucified. His disciples are petrified, not only for him, but probably even more so for themselves. Hey, they've seen Roman crucifixions before. It's terrible stuff. And if there's a plot to get Jesus, then there's every chance that they're next. So they're scared. I mean, really, really scared. Now, imagine for a moment that you're Jesus. What do you say to them? Remember, you know that you're about to be nailed to a cross. You yourself are afraid and grieving beyond words. Those are not what you'd call happy thoughts. If I'd been Jesus, I wonder whether I wouldn't have implored my inner circle of friends to stick with me through thick and thin, or perhaps to help me get out of there. Are you with me? Jesus, on the other hand, blessed them and gave them something more precious than gold in that darkest of hours. John chapter 14, verse 27. I leave you my peace. It is my own peace that I give you. I give you peace in a different way than the world does. So don't be troubled. Don't be afraid. He gave them his peace. What a gift in that deathly dark hour. Not just any peace, his peace. And that peace is still available to you today, even in your darkest hour. I leave you peace. It's my own peace I give you. I give you peace in a different way than the world does. So don't be troubled. Don't be afraid. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And you know, with peace comes joy. Let me put it more succinctly even than that. With God's peace comes God's joy. He wants to fill you with joy, even in your darkest hour. And that's what our latest life application booklet is all about. It's called How to Enjoy Your Life. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.